You don't even know what his nickname is yet. Yeah. Put on your headphones, man. I'll talk about you through your headphones. We need to edit. We call him a little half dead because he's legitimately a very sickly. He's had like 3 lung replacements. So he's actually a little half dead.
Saw the
trade. What? Oh, you did? Yeah, he's no joke. Yo, did you guys get
I look pregnant.
Email from.
No, I look pregnant.
Hey,
what happened? What happened?
We really should do the Obama thing for the next 2 breaks. That's right. Let's get this break on.
We'll
miss at 28. No way.
Right, so then we'll play that in 52.
Yeah, but 28-36 do the Obama thing.
Back out, bro.
Get that. There is a. Hey.
But they get cars.
What happened? You never seen a Puerto Rican before? What the fuck's going on here?
Just do it.
I get a car service somewhere.
Never seen Puerto Rican?
Just do it.
Yeah.
My stepdaughter is Puerto Rican.
You got a stepdaughter?
Hey, do you mean why? Why not?
DJ Cypher sounds?
Yeah, why? No, we just need one. They can come together.
He looked like DJ Klook.
I thought you have it like
cool, though. I think being good.
You don't know that.
Huh?
You don't know that.
I don't know that. You used to work here.
Nah, you don't know that.
Nah, you look just like DJ Clue.
I don't look like
DJ. Nah, dude, you can sit here and deny it all you want. You look just like DJ Clue. Clue. Clue.
They be the celebrities. No, it's all within my
glasses. I know that, but you don't like Vine.
Questions are ridiculous. But,
I don't have men to
watch out for that dragon.
You guys actually have something to play Vine on at your crib?
I actually have some of your
turntable.
Old...
turntable.
Really? I have nothing
to either. That shit retarded.
Microwave.
That was good. I have some of your old Star Trek mixtapes.
Wow.
Like on ice, bro.
I definitely woke up like, where the fuck am I?
No.
I thought it was daytime. I woke up. Where are you from?
Compton.
You from Compton?
Yeah.
I thought you were from the suburbs. That's what he told me.
Who? I am. I wish.
You're Ivan?
No.
Jake, you got some asthma medicine for me?
You have some water? I need some water.
Oh, water.
Oh,
Jake. No.
What is that? Is that prednisone?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think so, yeah. No, I don't have prednisone on me.
What the fuck you say?
You got every guy.
I don't know. I need prednisone, though. That's.
Pregnant?
Get out of my mouth. You're not my father.
You don't know your father, so how would you be?
I think you're jealous because you're stupid.
Why, I have a dad. I could go home and be like, hey, okay, dad, what you doing today?
You're a bitch.
Oh, I am? I got a daddy, dad.
Hey, guys. I'm Peter Rosenberg, and I know I'm stupid. All right, thanks. Bye.
Random question. Okay.
Wait, what time is it back home? Like 5? Yeah.
5:30.
She's my top.
Question.
Thank you.
What happened?
Where's the show tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did he say?
Where's the show tonight, Rosenberg?
Frank Highland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Highland. Once I played her. That was the first time I played songs.
Why'd you really go to that? Get it together, okay?
Your mom looks like a daddy. Yeah.
You don't talk about mom.
She cooks the nastiest fucking enchiladas I've ever had in my life.
No, you don't talk about my mom at the radio station. You keep that to yourself, okay?
Your mom make left turns like this. Your mom be making left turns like this.
Sorry.
You gotta stop.
We should go back and shit.
Your mom makes open hand turns like this.
You're from Europe. You are based in Europe, right?
Your mom reversed.
They are. You're here.
But she looked back when she reversed. She be like this.
Right. Well, yeah, no. Oh, really? Yeah, and I saw the poster. I saw the goblin
shit.
Your mom got a handicap
sticker. So we're gonna.
You got a handicap sticker.
Hey, Shawnee.
One break now.
Look over. Like, make sure you listen.
Because
you know what a little half sabotage will do.
Would you be ready in 50 seconds?
What? Your mom was ready in 50 seconds once.
Yo, we could just do.
And she's stupid.
One more record.
One break. Let's do one. No, I don't trust
you. Your mom walk around with the dresses with no straps.
We already played 2 songs. I'm about to play 3.
Your mom still dressed
like play,
a
play some.
Your mom haircut is like Jay Boog.
Make it black Friday.
Play Look At Me Now.
Played the song Youngest. And come out with them.
I hate Rebecca Black. Really? Give her some air time. She's hating on her.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday.
Just tell them
Yo, listen, Tyler, for real. Do you want to do it or no? We can say, we can just do the tease. No tease. He doesn't trust you enough to crack the mic for 30 seconds that you won't say fuck. I just want you to know that right now. Wow. He looked at me and was like, no.
I'm not losing my job.
Yeah, I don't even know.
He said, I don't even know.
It'll slip somewhere. It'll,
hey, you trying to go to a Gaga concert with a stupid ass.
Yeah. Mom's and this is my dad. He fucks me every night. Hence the gay sweater. Hey, Dad, smile at the camera. Yeah, I fucked him. Oh, yeah, dude, like I love
that kid is white.
They're like, yes, and this kid loves cock. We'll be back.
Damn it, man.
All right, well, Shawnee, either way, we should just record on the other one, right?
For what?
Is recording. Wet, cool. Something else or no?
It's going to be this one and then 52.
And that's it.
We can do one at the top of 9, way through the edits.
Okay. What else you guys have to do today?
Dude, my mouth hurts. We went back to the hotel, pause. Nigga, my dumb ass tried to do a backflip on them little ass beds. Went, landed, and my fucking knee came and hit myself in the mouth.
But everywhere.
I could do it on a trampoline. I thought doing it on a bed with a low ceiling at 6'2 would be a smart idea. No. Yeah. Shit. That shit was tight, though.
How long you guys
gonna have? I hope it don't rain tomorrow. I was gonna scare her.
One minute.
Canada. So I'll be chilling in New York.
Why can't you go to Canada?
I'm on probation.
Also, they don't let anybody that's like.
I don't think I can leave the country with.
I actually think I'm Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it's just it.
Okay, that's good.
How's it start?
It starts with this. Ready? Put me in queue.
They're in
key. 97 Cypress Sounds of Rosenberg Show. All right, that's good.
And it ends with this.
Back with Odd Future, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, look, I know my job so well, I don't even have to listen to all of it. Listen to this in here right now.
Watch this.
Wow.
How do you think we survived doing a morning show?
Here we go. Fuck it, just whatever.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Oh, you want to go the curse version?
Fuck it.
The dirty version?
Fuck.
Say whatever. He doesn't. Now it doesn't seem exciting. It doesn't mean the same.
Hey, kid.
Don't curse.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Hey, Shawnee, will you let Sid have a mic too? This is just being the nice, semi-sane member of. I want to ask you about something. On Yonkers, you have that line about Sid talking to you about her man life, and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me. Hey.
You wouldn't have heard, I don't know if you would have called. And then you say, get a fucking therapist, basically. I don't need to hear about that shit. Is that from real talk?
The whole song's a contradiction. I'm leaving it at that.
Thank you.
So it's not really Yonkers, it's more New Rochelle?
No, it's more like Compton. Or fucking Watts.
Okay, I heard from someone who lives in L.A., an artist who lives in L.A., they were like, oh, I know those fucking guys. This is a while ago. I know those fucking guys. They walk up and down Melrose screaming at people and being fucking annoying teenagers yelling at people's face. Specifically the most, you asshole.
It's a lie.
You want my mouth or something?
Oh, why does he always say that?
Hey, come on, dude.
It's a lie. We don't like hang out on Melrose. We stay on Fairfax.
Oh, so
actually, we don't. That's a lie, too. We hang
do
out
you
at
yell at white people for no reason in their face walking down the street?
Yeah, why not? That's fun.
True indeed. No, I don't know.
Yo, it's not funny and you're not the tour bus. We out here, baby. And then saying, fuck me, F you to people.
No, you can curse now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, saying, boop to people.
He said he can curse, and he still hit the bleep. Tyler, how's the pussy game going now that you're a big star?
It's great. I got head and pears from this freckled bitch who was really, really cute. I'm a nice guy, so I was really being nice to her. And I thought she was hating on me, but the more that we start hanging out, like, this nigga pointed out, like, dude, she wants to fuck you. And I look over, and she going like this with her titties and shit.
Yeah. Yes.
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 And I went to go shower yesterday, and this guy supposedly got head from the bitch that I was supposed to get head from. He did?
Sid, that's confirmed?
Yes.
How do you know?
I was there.
You were there when he got hit?
I was on the stand. Yeah. I kept looking over. You see me
like this? I didn't see it, but I know who the head giver was.
Jasper head.
She was she definitely gave Jasper head, bro.
She was acting like she was. We was trying to get her to show her titties and she wasn't trying to do it. So I'm like, oh, this bitch.
I kicked her off the bus.
She was extra out.
He kicked her off and he let her back.
Who hasn't gotten ass yet from the Odd Future fam?
Mike G.
Mike G still hasn't gotten anything off of it?
Oh.
Nothing?
That's gonna hurt when he hears that.
No. Okay, okay. I'll vouch for Mike G just because that's my nigga. He has. I'll vouch.
He did get some.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Sid, this
is my braided hair.
Sid, this is your conscience. Stop lying. Okay, bye.
Your favorite topic I know to get asked about is your little brother.
Dick.
Your favorite.
Oh.
Not cool. Dick.
Are you going to say, why whenever I interviewed you end up saying randomly gay shit that I have to then edit out afterwards?
That makes people very uncomfortable.
I know. That's why you shouldn't have told the last time when you were like, edit out that shit that I said. It was funny. What?
It doesn't make you uncomfortable. You always talk about gay
stuff. Yeah, no. I'm the king of talking overly gay shit.
He said he wanted to see Mike Vick's dick.
Mike Vick's penis.
What?
That's what he said on the air.
So what? It wasn't.
I'm just telling Tyler what
he said. I think Classy jealous.
Yeah, I can feel that heart thumping. His heart dropped a little bit.
Not my egos. Not my egos.
Did you see that when you saw the picture of Earl? Was that the first time you'd actually seen him in a long time?
Yeah.
So was it as random to you as it was to everyone else?
I mean, I knew where he was. But that shit that I liked keeping disclosed and shit, because that's private life.
But did it make it easier that people at least could shut the fuck up and not, like me, and ask you about him all the time? It's like, okay, that's where he is.
Well, what was the picture?
Kinda, but it was more so, like, I don't know. I don't fuck with Complex after that.
It was like,
oh, what did
why?
They do? Is Complex who broke the picture?
Yeah, he just
basically a picture popped up of him at his like reform school graduation shit in Malaysia. And the picture popped
Malaysia.
Up. And, yeah, off in the middle.
Oh, that's where he is?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, shit. I thought he was like in upstate Cali or something.
No. And so that picture came out, and then.
Why is he there?
I think he's in a state of Compton.
You know Chico DeBarge?
So yeah.
No.
Yeah. He fought him?
Yo. No. Yo.
Killed him.
Yo, what's. Yo, Saif, you gotta watch the video. You'd appreciate their fucking humor on the old ass video you guys have where you're talking to Earl, Tyler. And you're fucking interrupting him every minute, and he's talking about the concert.
Chico DeBarge.
It wasn't Chico, though, was it? It was Keith Sweat. It was the Keith Sweat concert.
You know, Game did that to me at the Diddy concert. I was walking past all jolly, and he's like, yo, Tyler. And I was like... It was awkward because I looked retarded doing that.
You gave a military salute to the Game?
Yeah, because he was like... And I was like...
Do you salute or throw the peace sign back?
Oh man, it was weird because I just did it because he did it. But it was one of those moments you had to see. Watch out for that dragon.
Why?
I'm still like,
well, you never know. Is it surreal though? Is it surreal having random cats you guys admire come up and you talk about the album and be like, fuck your cosign, I don't need your cosign, but on a real level, I know the Pharrell shit must have been super crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't a cosign, though. That's more like he's an actual fan and shit, and he respects it, so cosign.
How weird is that?
I know Pharrell would love this shit.
No, but that Pharrell's like, I mean, is Pharrell as close to your hero in music as you could get?
Yeah, yeah, that dude's awesome. I'm a big fan. I have the
he
old
said he got
shit
a
that he did.
Cypher Sound Star Trek mixtape.
Like,
he's the
from
only one with that.
03, 04.
Yo, you remember Cypher Sound's working at Star Trek. None of us had any proof until right now. Actually,
are you serious?
I just know he's friends with them.
I heard this guy.
Wait, you did what? You did a mixtape? You did a?
I did a few of them.
A couple.
You should throw shit out there. I mean,
what have you guys seen proof that Supreme's popularity has gone up since you started wearing their shit?
I've been wearing their shit
before. I mean, since publicly, you've been out there.
Yeah, since the fame has gotten up, the little kids who want to follow, you know, who they look up to, the money.
You guys get nice boxes of free shit.
I got a box of Pringles.
Supreme.
I'm Supreme's family. You know,
so they look out.
So I've been fucking with them for years and shit.
Before.
Yeah, I've been fucking with Supreme. That's not just like a rapper, oh, I'm gonna fuck with this one. I've been fucking with Supreme since beginning of high school.
But just buying their shit, you mean, back then?
Yeah, I was buying, and then we just made a relationship with the
That you made on your own when you were just putting out music and yeah, showing them what you were doing?
Just skating around and
How
shit.
Didn't you end up, like, before you blew up, you came here and did, like, a movie or something as a part of Fashion Week. I can't remember what the fuck it was. Didn't he? What did he do?
What's he talking about?
You appeared in
he
something.
He wants his mouth,
Are
man.
Are you trying to fuck me?
He wants his fucking mouth.
I want your mouth. I want your mouth. What the fuck am I talking?
No, dude. That's weird. You met. Whoa.
You're not supposed to say it?
Yeah, you're supposed to ask.
You know what I'm talking
Party
about?
Party foul.
Yeah, what was it? A Marc Jacobs. Oh, you were just photographed for a Marc Jacobs thing or something.
Oh, that shit.
That
yeah,
was
it was for some
Hollywood.
Larry Clark shit. The Supreme dudes hooked that up for me. That shit was stupid.
I always think of you as such a model, though.
I look the good in it. I don't know. I look bang, buff as bang, fuck. Though.
You are buff as fuck.
No, I know this, but I just want to, you know, let you know that I also looked buff as fuck.
What other shitty rap do you like? Because you guys, this is what makes the me old as shit and
shitty
them young.
Rap,
yeah, like you guys,
you
love Flocka. I know you love Flocka.
Flocka
is one of
fucking
the fucking
tight.
Greatest.
I mean, I like Hard in the Paint. I haven't really listened to that much more.
Look at me. I listen to a thing only 94, 95 because I love yes. hip-hop so much.
I'm so old.
I love it. I love this fucking...
Yeah, that's the dichotomy.
Fucking paradox right here.
I know, it's an amazing...
You fuck with them because you consider them underground.
Right.
But they like the shit that you fucking
that I
hate.
Fuck,
I love
I know.
This.
Fuck the underground.
I know.
I hate that.
Yes.
None of my
now
goals
fuck with
were
off
set
future.
To be with none of these underground...
But do you have any...
No, artists.
He
I
said,
hate them.
I don't have anything in my house that plays vinyl.
I don't either.
You are young.
You got a record player, didn't you?
No.
I thought you have record. No, you don't have records?
I have a PlayStation, too.
I mean, I have records, but it was like gifts.
Jess, I have a PlayStation, too.
Like
yeah, that's the greatest
thing
in my
City.
Life,
Vice City is the best game.
Sid, you don't play any vinyl?
No.
You seem kind of old, too. You're the DJ!
Fuck DJing. I play
the bitches.
I play shit off like a DJ controller. I don't even use like CDs.
You don't use Serato or anything?
Laptop.
Y'all might be too old for that.
What the fuck I look like using turntables? I just started DJing after Christmas.
I hate you.
Does she look like
I'm
Gomez?
Not joking.
Oh, he's not going
to
hear this.
Yo, but listen, Rosenberg fucks with y'all to save the hip hop he loves.
Well, but I don't care about. It's not about what they like. What for me, what drew me to them was
flip flopping.
No flip flopping. What drew me to them from the beginning was that they were actually like
she
real dope shit
flip.
That kids could be
song.
Into.
Flip.
Don't put the microphone in my face.
So I fuck with them. I don't give a fuck what they like. I know they're not. Just, yo, they say fuck old people all the time. They're talking about me. I'm fucking 32. I have a dog. I'm engaged. I'm an old here's the funniest thing.
I've got a family.
But here's the funniest thing about Tyler that makes no fucking sense. This is why I love them.
You got an old
goes,
man shirt on?
No. Old man shirt all day. All he wears fucking old man shirts.
Coming from a nigga wearing real 3D glasses in regular time.
And he goes, when I was like, why do you like Justin Bieber so much? He's like, that dude hangs out with mad old people.
He do. I
That's
feel
like,
bad.
Everyone
for him.
Looks like Clancy, who he hangs out with. That was what you said.
The motherfuckers are old. If you would have seen them niggas, imagine Clancy in like the leather jacket with the zippers everywhere. With like
imagine
all black hair trying to look
Justin
hip and
Bieber,
shit.
Though.
And some super is like, come on, Justin, we gotta go.
What? Like 16, 17?
You need some friends.
Imagine 17. All that is. He doesn't have friends his age.
He's a wild out and just like go outside and yell at cars.
Punch at
like I was watching, what was it? I was
time.
Watching The View the other morning and they were all complaining because he had like acted up on the backstage of some show or something, and they're acting like he's not a teenager and he's not like he's perfect and shit.
No, he's a kid. I'm sure now he's probably fucking out of control too. I mean, look at this guy. And Justin Bieber's a fucking quadrillionaire.
I'm a hipster.
This nigga been a weirdo.
Yeah. How often do you, is there ever time when you guys just want to punch Tyler in the fucking face?
I hit him. We had like this little hit war, and it gets kind of rough.
Whether the shit I saw you have on
me,
video.
Excuse
I hit
me,
him back
Peter.
And sock him.
Peter, what kind of shirt is that?
Come on.
What kind of shirt is that?
You got to film his face from the front side. It's play close, man.
Play close. Oh, I used to like that, but you know that's mainstream now, and I'm a hipster, and we don't like anything mainstream.
stupid.
No, that's true. Wait, so what happens when you play the punch games with Tyler? Do you ever get a fucking good shot? Because I know he needs to get punched every.
Ooh, I hit him in the eye, and he threatened not to bring me on tour.
That's too far. That's fucked up. That's
a it, was dick with a, it was with a Nerf gun. It was funny. It was
that
a
wasn't a dick move because dick moves are mainstream, and I'm a hipster.
So underground. So, so hip.
Actually, I'm in a building.
Yo, I swear to God, I'm buying the album today. I'm buying the album today.
Oh, so you just now going to buy it?
I would have bought the Tyler, the Creator album, but I seen him on MTV, and he's mainstream now.
No, but all I know, let me tell you something. All I know of you guys is what Rosenberg tells me, and it's like, yo, these guys are sick. They're going to save hip-hop. This is the way to go.
Save
I saw the New York Times article.
That's some old nigga shit. Save hip-hop.
I never said save hip-hop about them. I said they're going to blow the fuck up. And I said this is going to be that shit.
My brother read about them in the New York Times.
I was in the article in the New York Times, way before the New York Times, my friend. Thank you.
What about it? All right, just running, right? Yeah. Just running now? Yeah, just running.
Is that the second break running at 52?
Yeah, man.
Gotcha. You haven't.
We needed to edit these guys.
Is this it?
For the radio because they were cursing a
lot. This we're going to put on hot97.com. The shit that we already aired is airing right now. You're on the radio right now.
I'm confused.
Yeah, he an asshole.
When you first came in?
When you first came in, is it playing on the radio right now?
Oh, thanks for telling me to tell people.
Tell you're on right now. Tweet that shit. Yeah, but fuck Tyler has 186 fucking 96,000 followers.
Part 2 is going to play in 60 seconds.
Oh, it's wait, about to start?
Wait. 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 Wait.
Where?
And your people can listen on hot97.com.
Yo, put me on follow Fridays.
Oh, no. Stop.
Yo, put me down on follow
stop.
Fridays, Tyler.
Stop. 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 Stop.
Leave him alone.
Get out of my fucking face.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Wang.
I'm Peter Rosenberg.
Super underground.
You know me.
I'm old boot.
You see my laptop? Yeah, I mean, Apple is pretty mainstream, but I have underground stickers, so it levels out. You know, Stone's Throw, Underground. They make a lot of cool shirts with, like, Biggie, you know, shit from 94 that only hip-hop heads will know. A random boom box and some other shit that these young niggas wouldn't know about because, you know, I'm old as fuck.
That's how it is.
Well, bye.
How do you know me? We only met 3 times. How do you fucking know
me? Wait, what do you got to do next? Okay. I used to work there.
Your old stomping?
You used to work there? Fucking goddamn.
But yo, do me a favor. If you could do me one favor.
I'm not fingering you.
No. No. When you go to Shade 45, just say my name mad times. Just fuck with it. It's like saying fuck.
Yeah, they hate him. They hate him for leaving him here. Just like, yo, my man Cypher Sounds real quick. You know what I'm saying? Cypher Sounds.
Cypher Sounds.
You want the reaction you give us when you say fuck on the air? Just go up there.
Yeah,
because like,
you can say
fuck Cypher Sounds.
Who does the morning show now? Who's doing it?
Wonder and my boy Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yonkers video came up because I was Cypher Sounds.
Right. Actually, no, who came up with the whole idea for this whole movement? Cypher Sounds. He just, when he hit me, he was like, y'all should start this whole Odd Future collective. And I was like, word Cypher, like, let's do this.
They stopped like, yo, cut this shit out, my nigga. Like, who's doing it?
Because there's no... Is the kid that used to beat run the boards Wonder, and then my boy Sean and somebody else I don't even know because Angela right left.
Is Rude Jude gonna be there?
No, that's in the afternoon.
Dude, he tried to fuck me over the phone. That Rude Jude dude.
Yeah, I've heard him.
Like, I mean, with the gay humor, like he took it to this level where I just had to stop it and say, hey, wait a minute.
Too far.
Cut it out.
Too far.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out.
Tyler, do you want?
Cut it out.
Bob, do you wanna? Oh. I need to, we should wrap this, because I need 2 minutes with him on camera out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wrap it.
Hey. We're good.
Hey. Wrap the shit up, man.
That's it.
Did he really just do that to do that?
I just need to get, like, 2 minutes with him outside for this video.
Photo up first, man. Photo up.
Stop it.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Just leave me alone.
Get out of my mouth.
Not in your mouth.
Oh. Who is it?
I don't know, man. I don't have any people.
Yo, you know any people?
You working some tissue?
After that interview, the video, Tyler sunned you that fucking interview. The whole interview that's in because you're fucking with me. Because the second it starts, I ignore it. And you're like, fuck you. I'm like, God.
What up, little mama? High five.
It's
your
problem.
Mike, about Mike, you're in the building.
Just leave.
You fun to edit.
R. Kelly fun to edit.
Yo, take a picture, man. Can we take a picture, man?
Website?
Yeah.
No, come on, K-Box.
You're trying to rape me or nothing.
No, man, I'll keep my...
Sid!
I'm
where are the rest of you guys?
Sid.
Oh, he's out there.
I have a gun.
Are we doing flashing lights and, like...
Yeah, Jake, we need these pictures.
Got it. Okay, I'll email them all to you. I'm going to fold
them. No, I don't really care about pictures. I just know Jake loves them.
Oh, man. What's up, Sean? What's up, man?